In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, yesterday we saw the man born blind, and Jesus healed him. His eyes were healed, and he was able to see. But everyone rejected him. His mother and father rejected him because they thought they didn't want to be thrown out of the synagogue. The Pharisees and Sadducees rejected him because Jesus healed him on the Sabbath, and he's thrown out of the town. And you know what? Jesus went looking for him. He always cares for the underdog. Are you the underdog today? Jesus cares for you. Are you the underdog today? Jesus cares for you. He's got plans for you. I know I have plans for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. Oh yes, Jesus is always for the underdog, and that means he is always for the underdog. I'm looking at John 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in another way, is a thief and a bandit. Who is the gate? Jesus is the gate. The only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, the gate. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd. Do you know the voice of Jesus? Oh, it's not a voice of torture. It's not a voice of torment. It's a voice that he says things and that we have to do them because he tells us to do them with his voice. Do you know the voice of the Lord? I do. I know when the Lord is speaking to me. I know. You know, a month ago, the Lord told me who was going to win the Super Bowl game, even though they were losing. And as a matter of fact, they won. And you know what happened? I said, why would God show me about a Super Bowl game? And I said, I have no idea. And one friend of mine said, because he wants you to know you still hear his voice. Oh yes. Do you hear the voice of the shepherd? He calls his own sheep by name. Jesus does not call you 97420. He calls you Joseph, Mary, Francis, Peter, Paul. He called you by name, Marie. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them. He always goes ahead of them because he's going to lead them. And the sheep follow him. Why? Because they know his voice. Again, do you know the voice of the shepherd? The voice of the Lord. It is not a voice that makes us afraid. It is a voice that gives us peace. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run away from the stranger because they do not know the voice of strangers. I remember being in the Holy Land, and there was a shepherd and his sheep, and the sheep were lying down. I said to the shepherd, let me see if I can call their names. So I said, sheep, get up and start walking. And they just kept on eating grass. Then the shepherd said, sheep, get up. And they heard the voice of the shepherd, and they followed him. He led them out. Hallelujah. Do you know the voice of the shepherd? Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me, the Sadducees and Pharisees, are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved. Hallelujah. Do you enter the Father's presence through Jesus Christ? He is the gate. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Do you know that today? Is that your experience today? It says, Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come and go out and find pasture. The thief, this is the devil, only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If he wants to steal your peace, he wants to kill your body, he wants to kill your spirit, he wants to destroy your reputation, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Oh, yes. That's what Jesus promises his people. Life abundantly. Do you have it today? If you don't, ask him to give it to you. You said, Lord, that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I want nothing to do with the thief. I put him under my feet. But now I ask you, Jesus, to give me that abundant life that you promised. I am the good shepherd. Oh, Jesus is the good shepherd. I love the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Do you want today? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they give me courage. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you know that Jesus is saying that if you go in the middle of a night to an enemy, he's going to help you because you're in the desert? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Do you know that fullness of joy is yours through Jesus Christ? Do you know that he is the good shepherd? The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd who will lay down his life on the cross for the sheep. His blood will purify us. His blood will forgive us. His blood is for us. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He's a hired hand. He doesn't care about the sheep. The sheep don't know his voice. He's working for money. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. Yes, you are, Jesus. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Do you know that he laid down his life for you? Bah! Do you know that he laid down his life for you and for me on the cross? That he shed his blood so that we would be forgiven and we would enter into heaven? Do you know that today? I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me. Why? Because I lay down my life in order to take it up again in the resurrection. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up. That's in the resurrection. I have received this command from my Father. The Father sent Jesus to die on a cross, so that his children would be saved by the blood of the Lamb. I have received this command from my Father to die on a cross and to be raised, and he would raise himself up. Again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, he has a demon and is out of his mind. Don't listen to him. Others were saying, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind, you see? There's always this, what's the word I'm looking for? Commotion against Jesus. Some want him, some say no.
There always is commotion against Jesus. Jesus is the good shepherd. Do you know that today? Do you know that he laid down his life for you and for me? Do you know that he took it up again in the power of the resurrection? Do you know he has plans for you? You say, I'm too old. I don't care how old you are. You are young as compared to God. God is infinite. You are young as compared to God. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter. It was winter. This is Hanukkah. And Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I have told you, and you do not believe. He told them that God was his Father. He told them that he was the Son of God. He told them, but they did not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. Jesus worked by revelation. All that he sees the Father doing, he does. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. Do you belong to the shepherd? I do. Why? Because he shed his blood for me. Why else? Because he has heaven for us who believe. Oh yes, he shed his blood for you. He has heaven for you who believe. And he has victory on this land, on this earth. Not only do we have heaven, we have Jesus on this earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what God wants. This is the prayer of the disciple. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Who are you following today? Don't follow Father Tom. No, you want to follow Jesus. You want to follow Jesus, whom Father Tom proclaims. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Jesus says, if you believe in me and receive my body and blood, you have eternal life, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. No demon from hell can snatch you out of the hand of Jesus. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. You cannot be snatched out of the hand of Jesus. You cannot be snatched out of the hand of the Father. The Father and I are one. They have a unity. Jesus has a unity with the Father. The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus replied, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me? They said, the Jews answered, it is not for the good works that you are doing are we going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, though only a human being, are making yourself God. Jesus answered, is it not written in the law, I said you are gods with a little g? If those to whom the word of God came were called gods with a little g, and the scripture cannot be annulled, can you say that the one whom the Father has sent and sanctified and sent into the world is blaspheming because I said, I am God's Son? Yes, Jesus is God's Son, God's eternal Son. He always lived with the Father as the Word of God. As a matter of fact, we have the ocean across the street, and I tell you, Jesus spoke that ocean into existence. If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I am doing the works of my Father, even though you do not believe me, believe the works so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. There is a unity there. Then they tried to arrest him again, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing earlier, and he remained there. Many came to him, and they were saying, John performed no sign, but everything that John has said about this man was true. John said, I am not worthy to untie his sandal straps. John said, I am not the Messiah. John said, one coming after me ranks ahead of me. He must increase and I must decrease. Many believed in Jesus there. Now we're in the 11th chapter of St. John. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany. We know that Jesus had friends in Bethany, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. He didn't run to Lazarus. We know Lazarus died. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to Jesus, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of the day? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world." Jesus is the light of this world. "But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them." Is the light in you? Have you got eternal life? It started at baptism. Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you surrendered, O Lord? I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right." See, they think he's fallen asleep naturally. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to Lazarus." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." It's kind of a little sarcastic, Thomas is. Then Jesus arrived. He found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. In the Holy Land, the body starts going into corruption after the third day, the fourth day. So Lazarus is into corruption and his body smells. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only 2 miles away, and many of the Jews who came to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. Martha is the one that's flippity-gibbet. She's running after Jesus. Mary waits to be called, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? No one is the resurrection and the life but Jesus. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. Oh yes, we have so many people, relatives that have gone before us believing in Jesus, but now they're living. They're in the presence of God. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Eternally, we'll never die if we believe in Jesus and have given him our lives. Do you believe this? Martha said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." She said the same thing Peter said at Caesarea Philippi.
I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah, the one who is coming into the world. She gave the same testimony as Peter did. And God, Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. I tell you, this woman had a revelation from the Father. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, the teacher is here and he's calling you. Mary does not leave until she is called. And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly to go out. They followed Mary because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews said, do you see how he loved him? But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone had been laid against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked up toward her and said, look up to heaven, toward heaven, and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Jesus wants the community to unbind Lazarus. I tell you, it is the community, the church, that unbinds us. It is the church that unbinds us, because you know what? That's what Jesus said, unbind him. I want to invite you tonight to the School of the Holy Spirit. It starts at 7 o'clock at Holy Rosary. Great things have happened. Yesterday, I called out a healing of arthritis, and Christina started moving her hand because she had arthritis in the hand. And that was the healing that I called out. Come tonight to the School of the Holy Spirit. Starts at 7 o'clock. And it ends at around 10. So come and be able to praise the Lord. We come to praise the Lord and to worship him, as well as to hear the word of God. We come to praise him and to worship him, to praise him because he's worthy. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you hear the voice of the shepherd? He's inviting you to come to Holy Rosary tonight at 7 o'clock. Please come, Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. Come and rejoice in the Lord. The Lord says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. I need to hear from people so we can pay our June bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to PayPal, inseason.net, to PayPal, and leave a donation. Do you hear God's voice? Do you know that you are a child of God? Are you entering through Jesus Christ into the Father's presence? Do you know He's the way, the truth, and the life? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.